Brian in West Belfast. Morning, Brian.
Just listen to me, Grayson. I mean, I never heard a lot of waffling all my life. But my 2 points, Stephen. Does he back Mobs taking over states, private, or belong to the council? Surely that's against the law. They're breaking the law. Another point is, he mentioned, did he class these states as cultural states? I'd like them to explain that. Are they cultural states now?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, down from West Belfast, I don't think it's going to be too difficult to work out what side of the political divide you're from.
Don't put me on any flag. I'm not anybody. I'm just a person.
Oh, right, okay.
Right.
Well, anyway, Jim McVeigh, I think, explained exactly what Sinn Féin and the nationalist community, who vote in big numbers for Sinn Féin, thought about unionist culture when he described, when I made clear that I was representing the bonfires, he described people involved in these bonfires as head cases.
He said he described you as a head case.
No, he didn't. If you listen back to the transcript before that, he described people, he said that I represent a number of head cases at these bonfires. So if you listen back, Jim McVeigh called them head cases. So that is the soft underbelly of Sinn Féin's equality strategy. These bonfires are sites of cultural expression. They have been ongoing for many, many years. Now, one of the sites that Mr. McVeigh has been talking about has about 300 pallets on it at Craigie East. It is primarily a children's bonfire, a community bonfire, a family bonfire, so I think it is appalling to hear it described in such terms. But just to come back on another point, Stephen, I am astounded, appalled and astounded that unionist councillors, according to Mr. McVeigh, and I wouldn't take his word in anything, but if he is correct, that unionist councillors have labelled bonfires in East Belfast, such as Inverary Park and Sydenham, as unacceptable. That is beyond appalling.
Well, we still have not had any reply this morning from the DUP, the Ulster Unionist Party, or indeed the PUP, as to whether they are now supporting the removal of the wood, at these bonfire sites. Now, we asked them about 10, 15 minutes ago, and I said it.
Stephen,
so
can I
we need to see if we can find out before the end of the programme, because this is important. Go ahead, Brian.
I know the question that put Jimmy Brayson there was, no matter what, say, from any mob that goes into a council property or private property to do anything, but specifically lay a bonfire, is that breaking the law, Jimmy? Is that breaking the law?
Well, look, that is a much wider much wider debate to be had. I think that
it's clearly breaking the law, Jimmy. Let me answer it for you. Well, to dump wood on public property without permission.
Well, this is a culture which has been ongoing for many, many years, long before
bank robbing's been ongoing for many years. It's either against the law or it's not.
Well, there has been implied consent given for many, many years by councils, by the housing executive. They have given implied consent for years. It is only now they've started to withdraw implied consent. So, for example, if I start walking into your house and you open the door and let me leave my property in your house, and then one day all of a sudden I come to your door and you stick notice on it saying, by the way, you're not welcome anymore. You know, you have facilitated this, and the councils have facilitated this. They have given implied consent. They have funded bonfires.
Well, not anymore on these four sites.
Well, exactly, and that is what we need to get to the bottom of. Now, this injunction is all over the place. I think we've seen it. If you could let me finish what I'm saying first, then you can ask another question.
Let's hear his question. Hold on.
Ask it again.
All I'm asking is, if I go on to a car park site belonging to the council with a two-wheel bike and sell books and so forth, I'm breaking the law. I would be prosecuted. Now, I'm asking the question again. All these sites, particularly all down the years, the car parks and so forth that were used for bonfires, is that breaking the law? Right? Is it right or wrong?
Well, 2 points. Firstly, not if there's been implied consent given. For example, if a postman comes to your door, you give implied consent for him to walk up your path onto your property. It is only at the point that you say to the postman, get off my property, that implied consent is withdrawn. So therefore, for all these many, many years, there has been implied consent given to them bonfires, which is now why these statutory agencies are going to face a very difficult job to withdraw that implied consent.
Let me bring Bartley in. Morning, Bartley. Go ahead.
Stephen, Jamie, once again, is on here talking waffle. Implied consent in my back foot. I was fined for my own farm bringing timber and building a fire in the millennium. I spent £10,000 on a bill. I got it down to £6,000. When it was done, it was A, I had no license to bring the timber to the site. B, I had no license to have it on the site and see how I wasn't better delighted. See, that was the law. The law said that the Metro Court approved, I was fine. Now, that's what happened. Why is these boys, does Jamie think it's a big wrong that the DUP and all the councillors which are, have made decisions, these bonfires are wrong, they're dangerous. Imagine if we have a tragedy like happened in London. Somebody, some poor pensioner, somebody's house goes afire. What do we do then? That's why the councillors have taken this stand. The days of the bonfires is finished. Let's have, as I said the last day with Jamie, let's have the bonfires down in a designated area where there's going to be secured off, where there's going to be security there, there's going to be the council there above, there's going to be the fire brigade there, and let's have a festival if it's your culture. But have it controlled. Have, like, the beacons. Forget about these illegal bonfires because they're too dangerous. Kids are going to get hurt. Idiots are turning around and come dumping toxic waste like they did up the Shankill Road and endangering the youth slaves like the last time. So it all needs to be stopped. And we've got to the stage where, okay, this implied consent thing, forget about that because that's never happened.
Why do you want to forget about it? Because it destroys your argument, so you'll just forget about it? That's nice.
Bartley's got quite a strong argument though, Jamie. Why not do this? Why not do this in cooperation with the council at sites, which is definitely keeping people safe, including children and others from within the community that you're from? Why not make this safer?
Well, look, I think many various loyalists will take many various different views on this, but this is from a purely personal point of view. For many, many years, I have always argued against statutory engagement in relation to bonfires because, in fact, 3 years ago, I sat at a meeting in Origin North Down and I said that you should not engage with statutory bodies because they're trying to bring you into a system of regulation. And eventually, councils will go to court to try and block bonfires and criminalise. And criminalise unionist culture. And I was laughed at. People laughed. Laughing now?
The question, Jimmy, is what's wrong with regulation?
Well, because the unionist community needs to take a lesson from what happened with the Pleiades Commission. The moment that the Pleiades Commission was legitimised by virtue of putting in 11-bar 1s, well, that signalled the end of.
So you just want the free for all
unionist.
You want loyalists to be able to do whatever they want.
No, I want protection for areas of cultural expression. Loyalist.
What about the protection for the homes and the safety of people that might get burnt?
Absolutely.
Well, what about it?
Those people deserve protection too.
Well, what about it? How are you going to protect those people if you won't regulate? If you won't accept regulation?
Well, I have always said that the best way to deal with this is for loyalists to self-regulate to voluntary conditions and to agree to make bonfires the best.
Well, we've seen the self-regulation. We've seen the self-regulation where there's FUBBC up on one of the...
Well, look, you know, listen.
On top of one of the bonfire sites. We've seen the self-regulation where there have been homes in recent years that have been burnt. We've seen that self-regulation.
Let me deal with the FUBBC and whatever else. Look, young loyalists are understandably very angry. They feel voiceless. And they are voiceless because, as Jim McVeigh, one point he was correct on, I'm not elected. I am not elected. So the people that was elected to represent these loyalists in East Belfast have went to ground. They have bunkered in to Belfast City Hall and will not speak for them. They have actually betrayed them. So on that point, there's no surprise that these young people are angry and disappointed.
Well, Unionist Party spokesperson has sent through the following statement. They've said, an injunction has been taken through the courts. It would be inappropriate to comment at this time. What I would say to Mr. Swan, the new leader of the Ulster Unionist Party and the Ulster Unionist Party, why on earth would it be inappropriate to tell the people who voted for you, if indeed you support this, if indeed you do, as Jim McVeigh has claimed, support a contractor going in and removing all of the wood now? Why on earth would it be inappropriate for the Ulster Unionist Party to make a public statement around that? And why would it instead be more appropriate for you to remain silent? Equally to the DUP, what's the silence all about this morning? Surely we need voices this morning. We need elected representatives from the unionist community telling the unionist community what they think about this. And equally the same message to the PUP this
Stephen,
morning.
Can I come in there a wee second?
Yes.
Stephen, just one more wee thing I just want to say to Jimmy, because we were aggressive there. I am not representing anybody. I'm talking to you. I'm just saying the neutral point of view, because I'm a boss. I was out watching the race on the mini 12th on 8th. I went to Clark and watched the bands too. And they said, don't put me down, Jim McVeigh. advice and different things like that, because I'm a very neutral sort of person. But I'd like to ask you, when you keep going on about this about culture and different things, and you keep going on about St. Patrick's Day, then Irish Day, Catholic Day, down at Downpatrick, down District Council, found the tricolour on the parades, on the floats, people shouted and mouthed about it for a wee while, and that was it. The band, because they felt it wasn't appropriate. People had to deal with that.
Okay. All right, Bartley, thank you. I want to bring in Chris Little from the Alliance Party. What's the Alliance Party's position in this, Chris?
Morning, Stephen. Well, I haven't gone to the ground, so I appreciate a proper opportunity to respond to this. It's a serious issue. You need to make sure it's dealt with in a measured way. And unlike Jim McVeigh or Jamie Bryson, I represent about over 5,000 people in East Belfast. So this measure applies to everyone. It doesn't target anyone. It doesn't attack loyalists or bonfires. It is a response to a very serious immediate danger to residents, businesses and public property in East Belfast. The Ravenscroft Avenue car park bonfire would seem to be approximately 40 feet tall, and it is barely metres from homes, businesses and public property. So it now poses a really serious risk to public safety and property. Obviously, statutory bodies have to make an attempt to limit that risk. And I would welcome the fact that there appears to be a sign at that site requesting no more dumping occur. So hopefully that is indicative of a level of cooperation with authorities to make sure that the very, very serious risk that is posed by that particular structure is going to be forthcoming.
And Chris, do you share Sinn Féin's understanding that part of what has been agreed by Belfast City Council is that a contractor will go in and will remove all of the wood from all of these four sites?
I think we need greater clarity from the council and the police on this matter. That is not my understanding at this stage. My understanding at this stage is that the measure applies to preventing further materials being placed at the sites, which, as I say, at least one in particular poses a really serious, a significant and immediate risk to public safety.
Okay, and that, clarity is what's needed this morning.
That risk.
Okay.
It's not an attack on loyalists or bonfires.
I'm going to give you loads of time, so just let me step through this. There's loads of time this morning. There's no problem. I think what we also need to do now in the public interest is that we need to go to Belfast City Council, because at the end of the day, they will be contracting this contractor. And we need to, which we will do right now, we need to ask Belfast City Council if it is their understanding that they are going to ask a contractor to remove all of the wood from these four sites. So what I want to do this morning, if you're listening to this programme, I want us to remain calm and let's wait until we hear from all of these different statutory bodies. So let's ask Belfast City Council right now to clarify this. Sinn Féin are saying their understanding is all of the wood will be removed by a contractor from all four sites. The Alliance Party, through Chris Little, is saying this morning that's not his understanding. Now, next, Chris, is it your understanding that the bonfires will not be lit, that should not be lit, will not be lit at these four sites with the amount of wood currently on them?
That's not my understanding either, Stephen. I mean, it's clear anyone can read the injunction. It is publicly available. The injunction is to prevent further materials being placed.
So are you saying the current height of those bonfires is safe?
No, I've attempted to engage with bonfire builders, particularly at Ravenscroft Avenue, on this issue. Last year, I was scheduled to meet with a bonfire builder, and regrettably, they didn't attend the meeting. I acknowledge that engagement is needed, but there has to be a point at which we recognise that structures are unsafe. The fire service guidelines, my understanding, are that for every 1 metre high, a bonfire must be 5 metres away from structures. I think on those grounds, it is almost impossible that anything other than the safer alternative beacons are appropriate at that rate.
So these four,
new car park
right,
site.
So these,
that is my clear
okay,
starting
so these,
position on
so,
this issue.
So
Stephen.
These four sites, if you're saying they are currently unsafe, why is there not an attempt to prevent them being lit?
And that is a perfectly legitimate question for the statutory authorities.
But why, if the council applied for an injunction based on safety, then why has the council not applied to stop them being lit if they're unsafe?
Well, you need to seek clarification on that.
But is this not all over the place? If it's about safety, then surely ultimately you're trying to stop them being lit if they're currently unsafe. What's the point?
You are, and ultimately, if the
did you not have this discussion within the council?
If the, I'm not a councillor, Stephen, but if the bonfires are not...
Did your party not have this,
well,
this
let
discussion?
Me respond. If the bonfires aren't reduced proactively, if materials weren't stopped from going to them, we know I put pressure on our emergency services. The Ravenscroft Avenue Bloomfield Walkway bonfire 2 years ago required something like 13 hoses from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service to keep it safe. So we are applying significant resources to what Jamie is referring to as cultural expression sites to make sure that they don't become extreme risks and dangers.
Chris, you're representing the Alliance Party this morning. Do you think there should be an attempt to stop those bonfires being lit? Or do you think, given the fact that this injunction stops further wood being put on them, do you think they should be allowed to be lit? What is the Alliance Party's position in this?
I think my personal response is I think it would be remiss for us not to acknowledge the significant tensions around some of these issues. Having said that, my position is that the bonfires should be prevented long before now. When they pose significant risk.
Yeah, given where we're at now,
given
the fact that the council applied for this injunction just a matter of days ago, is it the Alliance Party's position that they should be allowed to go ahead with the current wood on them, lit or stopped from being lit? What is your party's position in this, if this is all about safety?
My party position is that there are structures in some locations there that, if lit, will pose a significant risk to public safety.
So therefore, is your party calling on statutory agencies to stop them being lit?
Well, they have responsibility to do that, but they have to take into consideration the health and safety of their staff, and if they're unable to do
is
that,
it a yes
then
or a no,
call
Chris?
To the fire service.
Is it a yes or
that?
A no? This is about,
I'm
you're saying
you
this
answer.
Is a, you're saying this is about public safety.
Absolutely.
So therefore, is it the Alliance Party's position that the bonfires should be allowed to be lit or not?
My position is that the bonfires need to be made safe, either voluntarily or by the statutory authorities, absolutely.
What do you mean, absolutely?
They need to be made safe.
By doing what?
By whatever measures the statutory authorities have available to them. In this instance, it was...
By taking away wood. So you do agree with Councillor McVeigh?
No,
if they're currently unsafe and you're saying you need to make them safe, how else do you make them safe? Either by stopping them being lit or reducing the size of them?
I've also said that we need to take into consideration the tensions around these issues, Stephen. Now, ideally, they would be voluntarily reduced to be made safe, and if they can't, then the statutory authorities are going to have to respond to that immediate risk to public property.
So if they're not reduced, do you support them being prevented? You see, the elephant in the room here is that there is quite a lot in that injunction except stopping them being lit.
Well, you need to seek clarity from the council on the injunction.
Your party's in the council, which has supported Belfast City Council doing this.
It supported the application for the injunction. You need to seek clarity from the council and the council officials as to the exact function of that injunction.
I think what's happened here in relation to this injunction, and I think, and I do find it quite hilarious, that while the unionist councillors who supported this are bunkered in this morning, this injunction is falling apart live on the Nolan Show. And I think we have exposed, as I put in my...
It's not falling apart. The court order and the injunction should be respected.
As I put in my letter at the weekend, lighting the bonfires is not contained within the injunction. That has been made clear. And that might be a loophole. It might have been a mistake by the lawyers acting for the council, but how embarrassing is it going to be for them if they have to go back to the High Court and say that those head case loyalist bonfire builders, as Jim McVeigh would term us, have managed to find a loophole in their High Court injunction? No, and look, Chris,
we've already said that we've a site that has a sign saying no more dumping. So that, to me, suggests a proactive, cooperative response to the measure that has been taken here. We need to see more than that to make this particular site and other sites safe.
Okay, let's see what lots of us are saying on the phones this morning. John in Belfast. Morning, John. Hello, John. Not there. Stephen in Bangor. Morning, Stephen.
Hello.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Stephen, just to be aware, before we go any further, I know Jim McVeigh's history, so I understand his point of view. And I know Jimmy Bryson's history, so I understand his point of view. However, Jimmy was elected, Jimmy Bryson doesn't. Jimmy Bryson comes on your show, on your TV shows, on your radio shows, and he gets on to represent the Unionist community. I'm from a Unionist community. I have no objections with bonfires. I do have objections with the height of them and the danger posed to their own people. And you had on BBC last week Macaulay McKinney stating that it doesn't matter about the houses nearby.
Well, hold on, I didn't hear that, so we need to...
Macaulay McKinney apologised for his comments.
It was said, Davey, just be quiet and let me speak now. I've heard you granted everybody today. Macaulay McKinney did come on, you can snigger away, because that's the normal of what you normally do. Macaulay McKinney did come on, and he did say, it doesn't matter about the bonfire being high. It could be a pensioner living beside that bonfire. The fire brigade will always be still on standby. Is that what unionists want to portray themselves as? It doesn't matter. What happened?
Okay, Stephen, thank you. And Siri says that man apologised. George in the Shankill. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, just before, while you're contacting Belfast City Council today, Jim McVeigh made a statement on the show before he got to my point to say that wood was removed from Divis last year. That's absolutely untrue. So if you're on the City Council...
Well, I don't know if it's untrue or not, so we can't stand over that. Can we just stick... We will clarify that, yes. And I'm sure Councillor McVeigh would say it's absolutely true. But anyway, let's go into this.
Anyone in their right mind doesn't want a bonfire that's threat to life or property. So that's my stance on them, so it is. But get back to the reason why we have this injunction. Now, this is my opinion and the opinion of many that I spoke to over the weekend. So that this is just the next phase coming on the coattails of Sinn Féin's last onslaught against unionism, where they had residence groups, we had the flag protest. This is your next phase. Jim McVeigh slipped up when he says this is the first step. That's what that is. It's the first step. If you look at Jim McVeigh...
But we're being told that all of these unionist parties supported it. You're saying this is Sinn Féin's step. This is the DUP step and the Ulster Unionist Party step and the PUP step, if indeed they did support this. And if they didn't, George, how come they're silent? They're silent about it.
Right, Stephen, I would support them too if it was about safety. And I'm sure if they did support it, their version of it is completely different to Jim McVeigh's version of it. You can hear that coming across. Even Chris Little's version of the injunction is completely different to Jim McVeigh's. But let's look at Jim McVeigh's language this morning and over the weekend. His language over the weekend that bonfires were hate fest. That was his words. So it was bonfires were hate fest. And let's move on to a week or two ago when he made the statement in the council where he said, now, this was about the Sandy Row bonfire, someone on TripAdvisor. Now, you or I or anyone could go on to TripAdvisor and make a comment. Someone on TripAdvisor didn't want the
George,
bonfire.
George, we're not interested, really. Stephen, there's more important stuff here than something about TripAdvisor.
This is important. Yes, exactly. This is important.
What we're talking about is whether... Look, here's what we're talking about. Should these bonfires be lit? If they are unsafe, should they be prevented from being lit? What is Belfast City Council's position on it? And George, you answer this question for me. Why on earth are all of these unionist parties silent this morning? What's going on?
Well, you need a question that needs to be asked of them. But I would support them if their version of the injunction is along with Jamie Brayson's, that these bonfires, the injunction does not mean that the bonfires can't be lit. Well, it seems that Jamie Brayson is right this morning. If the bonfires can be lit, then the unionist councillors have no need to come on.
Well, we're currently asking Belfast City Council, is it their interpretation of the injunction
that they can be lit? But you're taking us away.
It's on their property.
But I mean, unionist opinion's important here today. You're taking, of course, it's about the bonfires and it's about the injunction. But this is much, much bigger and much, much wider. This is Jamie Brayson being right this morning. This is coming down the road to they're going to go on the next year, probably the DOJ property. They're going to go on the housing executive property. This is not going to stop.
Well, why not?
This is going to take.
Why not go on the other property where bonfires are built without permission?
Well, let's go on. Let's go to South Armagh. Let's go to West Belfast. Let's go to all the places where there's illegal memorials to the IRA built. So let's see if Sinn Féin and Jim McVeigh wants to take out an injunction against those. Yeah, let's see how quickly that we get on to that. And as Jim McVeigh called kids this morning head cases, I mean, the Sinn Féin don't do bonfires, but they try to criminalise kids that do bonfires. So but yet Sinn Féin eulogies and support and honour people like the IRA who done them on. So there's something that Sinn Féin come on and explain if it's a hate fest when Jim McVeigh plants two bombs convicted of it in a court of law. So if that's a hate fest, What's their version of Jim McVeigh when he was going?
Well, Sinn Féin would say that that there's been violence from all sides, of course.
Absolutely, but if you're taking it away again, this is shit. I mean, of course there's a violence on all sides, but we're back to the point of why this injunction was took out. So, and it's a much, much worse.
Why are you ignoring? You cannot say that this injunction was taken out based on a Sinn Féin agenda if the DUP and UUP supported it. You're ignoring the key point in this, George. The vast majority of people represented by the unionist parties, the unionist parties have supported this.
So we'd need to ask the unionist party, my opinion, my personal opinion, and speaking to people over the weekend, unionist councillors supported the bone fires in a couple of these states not going any bigger because they might have been a threat to life or property. And we all support that there, so we do. We all support that there. But what you won't find, and I think that this will bear out fruit maybe after the 12th when the situation dies down, the union supporters will not be falling in the line and will not be caught in the bear trap that Sinn Féin has set this time. So they have.
But you say Sinn Féin, but the DUP and UUP, unless they are prepared to dispute it, the Alliance Party are claiming they supported it. Sinn Féin are claiming they supported it. Well, Gwen in Belfast. Morning, Gwen. Morning, Gwen.
Hello, Stephen. Right,
Gwen, I'll tell you what, fix the phone. We'll come back to you after 10 this morning. Chris Little, you want one final word?
Safer alternatives that happen across East Belfast. There are safe beacons that are used to have more family atmosphere. This isn't about attacking bonfires. It's about ensuring the safety of everyone in our community. And the authorities need to work to ensure that that safety is achieved, law and order is upheld. If that means removing wood then that, and preventing bonfires being lifted, then that has to be an option.
Okay, listen, there are so many calls on this morning that what we will do is we will come back to this after 10 today. Here's the number, 03030 80 55 55. Councillor McVeigh has been in touch with us to say that wood was indeed definitely removed from that Divis site. Belfast City Council are saying to us on the basis of our question, do they believe that the contractor will be going in and removing all of the wood from these sites? And question two, do they believe that these bonfire sites should be prevented from being lit in the first place? Belfast City Council are telling the Nolan Show this morning, quote, they are looking into it, and we'll get back to us.